To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado lawmakers plan to further shore up the state's election system in response to President Trump's executive order on mail-in ballots. CPR's Ben to Berkland reports the order would require states to send ballots to a federal list of approved voters.
Democratic Senator Katie Wallace says lawmakers plan to make changes to an elections bill to address parts of the Trump executive order.
Some of what has been talked about is around emergency declarations and the governor's ability to declare an emergency, similar to as we see for natural disasters, but for voting. But it would allow him to create some funding, bring together experts in the area to respond to any further federal interference. But it's nice that the federal level has shown us their cards while we're still in session and while this bill is still moving through the chambers.
The bill to modify elections would require clerks to send out mail ballots earlier and to open vote centers earlier to give people more time to vote. The vast majority of Colorado voters from all political parties choose to vote by mail. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies home opener is this afternoon, and CPR's Ben Marcus says it could be another tough season.
Last year, the Rockies flirted with history. They finished the season with one of the worst records ever. But this year, there's a glimmer of hope. The owners, the Monfort family, overhauled the front office. There are some exciting prospects in the minor leagues. Still, experts project the Rockies to be one of the worst teams in baseball. First pitch is set at 2:10 p.m. and expect plenty of game day traffic. Last year, average attendance was 30,000 a game, despite all the losing. That ranked ahead of three playoff teams. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org.